Father, I want to thank you and bless your holy name. We are grateful to you because you are a good God. Thank you for bringing us into the eighth month of this year. The number eight means new beginnings. And so we ask for fresh beginnings of your goodness and of your glory. Number eight also means extra mile. May you give us extra strength, extra life, extra finances, extra wisdom. Anything that we need an extra, Lord, release unto us. We thank you for blessing your people in Jesus' precious name. Everybody shout a big amen. We'll put our hands together for the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you take a seat in God's presence? Tell your friend, live for God. Slap somebody else and say, live for God. Tell the third person, live for God. Hallelujah. The theme for our Life Changers Conference is live for God. Amen. And the best thing and the best person to live for is for the Lord. There are people who live for all things, all kinds of things, which amounts to nothing. But when you live for God, you are living a purposeful life. You are living a glorious life. You are living a life of worth, a life of honor. Hallelujah. And in living your life, we must know that our world and people are governed by two major forces: the force of blessings and the force of curses. Somebody say after me, the force of blessings. Oh, you are not going to say it. Say the force of blessings and the force of curses. Now, every human being must respect blessings and must respect curses, because one of these are going to influence your life. And so it's important to know what they are, how they come, and how to overcome them. Amen. Now, blessings and curses are both induced by words and by our actions. So they are induced by words or by our actions or by both. So a person can be blessed by words that are released upon the person or by actions the person engage in. And then you can also be cursed when a spell or words of curses are spoken over your life, or you engage in actions which activate curses into your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, in the NIV and NLT, Moses said, I present to you life and death. Can you put on the screen? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy. Everybody, it's important to write something. Amen. Yeah, right. We are learning, church. Hallelujah. He said, I call heaven and earth. Let's read together. 1, 2. I call heaven and earth as what? Witnesses today against you. Now, by two or three witnesses, a thing shall be what? Established. Anytime there's something two, it means that strength is activated. That is why there's power in strength. That's why there's power in marriage, husband and wife. If you're alone, Bible says, you know, when you have another person who, if you're alone and you fall, you're alone. But when there's another person, he will lift you up. And that's why if you look at your body, you see that everything is two. Your eyes are two. Even your nose has got two nostrils. Your mouth has got two lips. Your hands are two hands. Your legs are two legs. One is giving witness to another. Amen. One is giving what? Witness to another. The Bible says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses to testify against you that I have set before you life and what? Death. Blessings and curses. Now choose what? Life. So that you and your children may live. So for you to live and do well in life, you've got to choose life. You've got to choose blessings. You got to do things that will bring blessings your way. Can I have an amen? So, now, blessings and curses are real. Sometimes you go to school with people or you are just there and you realize that you are more intelligent. Is that right? You are more handsome, more beautiful, more something. But somehow, some things don't seem to work well for you the way others, they don't struggle much. And you will struggle. From dawn to dusk, you are working. And you don't seem to realize much in your life. I mean, have you sat down and sometimes you have thought and said, with all this kind of struggle, peradventure, is there not a problem somewhere? Maybe a care somewhere. Are you here with me? There is something. Because we never know. You see, the blessings and curses, they can also be inherited. So, if you are coming from a background, if your parents are rich, you are already born into money. Yeah. One preacher's son in America, he doesn't know what is called poverty. Because the watch he's wearing is $200,000. $200,000 United States of American dollars, not Ghana cedis. He doesn't know what poverty was. But his father used to be poor. And his father engaged in principles that brought him blessings. And so his children are born into blessings. But if you are also your father was born into poverty and you are born into poverty, then you should know the kind of life you start with. It's an uphill task. Are you here with me? And that's the reason why everybody must fight against this thing called curses. Now let me quickly give you a few definitions. A blessing is a favor or a gift. From a biblical perspective, a blessing is a favor or a gift bestowed by God, thereby bringing happiness or welfare. Bringing minshe. So say minshe. So blessing is God granting you the power to do what he wants you to do or intends for you to do so that you will prosper, you will become fruitful, and you will multiply. Amen. So blessing generally is about your welfare so that things will go on well with you. May things go on well with you. Oh, your amen is sweet. I said, may things go on well with you. You see, if you don't say amen, it won't work for you. You are no mumu. Tell somebody, I am no mumu. You have to learn to be able to respond to the word of God. You see, when I say it and you say amen, amen means you are giving witness for it. And when you go to law court, you will see that you can say something, but they say, who is your witness? And what is your... That is why lawyers take exhibits to the court. So the exhibits they take the court authenticate what they are saying. And when lawyers are speaking, you see that they quote. So their quote is not what just they are saying, but their quotation, quoting and citing cases makes their case strong and makes them win. So you must be able to, when we say something and you are saying amen to it, it means you are responding to what was said, and so heaven responds to you and ensures that blessing is activated in your life. Yes. So you can't just come to church and say something and once you keep quiet, it means that I don't accept it. If you see a church like Winners Chapel and lots of the Nigerian church, you will see the way they shout to the words, the affirmative words of their pastors and preachers, which means that we accept it. And once they say amen, it is activated in their lives. So we want to be a church whereby we respond to the word of God. Many of us respond to mybet.com. Yes, mybet.com. You know, Betway, whatever, soccer bet, and you are responding to it. You are responding to football. You are responding to all kinds of things, but you can't respond to the word of God. You've got to respond to the word of God. Amen. Listen to me. If you want to be blessed by God, move away from being the sense of nobility. And for me, I'm a noble, so I'm lady. I'm noble. Ladies, don't shout to the word of God. Don't let, ladies and gentlemen, no. You have to be desperate and determined. That's the way to be blessed. Can I have an amen? Yeah. You have to be desperate and in life, You see, it is the hungry people that get food to eat. And when a hungry person is eating, you see the way they eat voraciously. I've watched footballs and boxing. I like sports. And I realize that those who win oftentimes are not the most skillful, but those who are hungry to win. Eh? Look at our Black Stars. When they score one goal, they are not hungry. It is only when they are scored, that is when now they force from the back to try and then overtake. So when Black Stars is playing, you pray that they score them once. When they score them once, then they will come and play and overtake. Boxing. I like boxing. You see boxers who are hungry to win. From the beginning, they are very ferocious. They are tactical, strategic, and ferocious. And you must also have the same kind of zeal that, God, I want you. God, you are the one I need. Everything about you is what I want. I didn't come to the church to play. I didn't come around to exhibit anything. I didn't come around to look for anything. I came to look for you. You are the one I want. That's why we say, you are the one I want. I want you. I need you. And we must want blessings. Can I have an amen? In Genesis 1:22 and 28, you see that God blessed the creatures. God blessed what? The creatures. God blessed Adam and Genesis chapter 1 verse 22. Let's do that quickly. And then verse 28. I'm now warming up my mercy. God blessed them, the animals, and he said, be fruitful. God what? Bless them. And he said, be fruitful and increase in number. Hallelujah. So blessings causes you to be fruitful and brings about increase. And the opposite of blessing is what? Curse. And the curse brings about what? Barrenness and depreciation. So when you go to some place, you see that the land is barren. There is no fruitfulness. There is no honor. May you be free from barrenness. Any form of barrenness, any form of depreciation. The very first thing God spoke over the first man and woman, Adam and Eve, was a blessing. So we were originally blessed. And blessed means empowered to prosper. Say, empowered to prosper. Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them. So say, and God blessed them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, number one, be fruitful. Oh, I like it in the King James, if you don't mind. Be fruitful. And what? Multiply. Hallelujah. And number three, fill the earth and subdue it. Number four, have dominion. That means control. Hallelujah. So a person who is blessed is fruitful. He multiplies. He fills. He expands. And he has dominion, control. You have control in every area. Control in your education. Control in your finances. Control in your family life. Control. Someone say control. Now, what is a curse? A curse is a solemn utterance intended to invoke a supernatural power to inflict harm or punishment on someone or something. So it is a certain supernatural influence against you so that you will not do well in life. But may you be exempted from any curse. Any curse from your father's house, may you be exempted from it. Any curse from your mother's house, may you be exempted from it. Anybody who has spoken something and say he doesn't want you to, he doesn't want you to do well in life, may God free you from that. Oh, your amen is weak. Your amen is. Listen, as you are walking around there, you don't know. Even people are smiling with you, you don't know what they are wishing against you. They see you in your nice car. Sometimes you are even giving them money. You are giving them something. Instead of they being appreciative, they want to be like you. In fact, they want you to be deleted and then they want to be like you. Yeah, you may not know. Yeah. Only time and experience will let you know that what I'm telling you is the truth. Hallelujah. And so, you need to know that the curses are real, blessings are real. Now, curses and blessings, how do they come? They come by obedience or disobedience to God's word. Blessings come by obedience to God's word. Disobedience comes by, curses come by disobedience. Say after me, curses come by obedience to God's word, and curses, say blessings come by obedience to God's word, and curses, they come by disobedience. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 12, it talks about how blessings come. How blessings come. Are you here with me? Good. It says, it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. Hearken what? Diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do his commandments. Then what will happen? That the Lord your God will set you on high. From today, may the Lord set you on high, because you are hearkening unto his word. Amen. You see, many people are going around, preacher, bless me, do this, give me this, do this. No, no, no. The key thing is, find out what God is saying about your life and do it. If you shall diligence, be diligent in looking for the word of God. Amen. If you diligently hearken, listen to the word of God, then the Lord your God will set you on high. May he set you on high. So who is the one who should set you on high? God. It's not your business. It's not your family. It's not your husband. It's not your wife. It's not when you become Mrs. that you are set on high. Sometimes you even become Mrs. and you start crying. You marry a girl and you start crying after that. Amen. You get a job, and instead of job helping you, now you see that your life is now depreciating. You are going down. So it's the Lord who set you on high. May the Lord set you on high. And verse 2 says what? What does verse 2 say? And all these blessings, when you have obeyed the word of God, all these what? Blessings, all this empowerment shall come upon you and overtake you if it's a conditional clause. If you hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, which means that it's very important. If you live with somebody, it is when you obey the person's voice that the person will do some good things for you. If you disobey him, that's it. And what are the blessings that will follow? Verse number 3. You shall be blessed in the city. May you be blessed in Accra. Yeah. Blessed in Tema. Yeah. Blessed when you go to New York. Yeah. Say, I will go there. Say, when you go to Tokyo, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to Germany, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to Argentina, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to Togo, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to Nigeria, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to Honolulu, you'll be blessed there. Yeah. When you go to the Maldives, you'll be blessed there. Wherever you go, you shall be blessed there. And you shall be blessed in your village. You build a nice village house. Wherever you pass, you shall be blessed. Because you are hearing the voice of God and you are obeying God's voice. May that become your portion. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So always have this mindset that because I am obeying God's word, wherever that I pass, blessings will pursue me. Amen. Yeah. In Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, you know, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Is the Lord your shepherd? Yes. If the Lord is your shepherd, then you shall not want. Yes. Amen. He makes me what? He makes me what? Lie down. He makes me lie down in green pastures. And green pastures, that's where the sheep eat from. It means that you will lie down in green pastures. Yes. Oh, you didn't hear me. You see, you are not saying the amen. Like those who said, I'm coming here. You will lie down in green pastures. It means that you have a nice house. And your gate, you press a knob on your car. And your gate will open. You enter and it will close. You have three garages in your house. Can I have an amen? You see, some of you, when I said three, you couldn't even believe it. I said, you couldn't believe it. Hey, I entered a house. Look, I saw a house in Chicago. I thought it was a church building with the glass, everything. So when I checked, I thought I'd get entering a church. No, I was entering somebody's house. Garages, the gardens. Oh, mini boom on again, Calipo. It was just too nice. God will let you enter there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, not turbulent waters. The turbulent waters will sweep you away, but the still waters, you drink from it and you shall be nourished. That shall become your portion. You didn't hear me say that shall be your portion. Verse number 3. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no. The shadow of death means it's a shadow. It's not a real thing. It will not overcome you. I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, your word and your spirit, they comfort me. The shepherd's rod, your staff. What is your staff? Your staff is your helper. Anybody who has a company with a staff, their staff help the person. And the Bible says the Holy Spirit is our comforter. He's our helper. And what's a comforter? Those, if you travel abroad and then in the cold, or you are in an air conditioner, you need a certain warm, you know, duvet. We call it duvet. When you cover yourself, it keeps you warm. We call it comforter. So the Holy Spirit is the one who covers you and gives you warmth from the coldness of the world. The world is cold. There's wickedness in the world. But when you cover yourself, when the Holy Spirit covers you, he covers you from evil. He covers you from the curses that fought your father and fought your mother and has been putting you down. You are defended from that. Oh, hallelujah. Thou preparest a table before me. This is what God is going to do for you. This is the part of the blessing. It's the blessing. In the presence of your enemies. You don't have to pray that your enemies will die. May God exalt you. May you have your nice wedding. Those who say you don't have the wedding, oh, they will say, pam, 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 pam. They say, why not? Who is coming? They say, the sister you didn't like, the sister they thought they don't like, the brother they thought they don't like, they are having a nice, God is going to prepare a table. You are going to be a mother of triplets, mother of twins. Hallelujah. Somebody is fighting me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my Lord. Enemies, God will give you. Jollof rice is here. Banku and Fetre is here. This one is here. Akla is here. There's Kokonte is here. I know some people like Kokonte. Kokonte is here. Their staple food is Kokonte. They like it here. Those who like the sushi too is here. You know, all of them. And then you call for them. Can I have this? Can I have that? God will prepare a table before you. Can I have amen? One day I was traveling and I was privileged to be on a charter flight going through the VVIP where the presidential lounges. Then they came and said, sir, what would you like to drink? You see, don't make yourself like a poor person or anything. So I crossed my leg and I said, what do you have? He said, sir, we have this and have that. When they say we have this and that, I said, do you have this and that? Yes. Don't walk around. Listen, let me tell you. Rich people, they don't like to fellowship with poor people. If you see a rich person and you start asking things from the person, they'll run away from you. But let them know that you want to be their friend and that they'll rather gain from you. It's a free advice. Yes. I've talked to you, and I've heard some of them say, he said, this person is calling me, so he's coming, don't mind him. Even when you don't have, you just walk in your dignity. Don't meow, 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 say, well, meow, question, I don't come from here, you know, sir, can you please come? No, walk in dignity. You are a child of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Somewhere, somehow, your God will come through for you. Do you know poor people are disrespected? Yes. Poor people are disrespected. But I believe that God is raising you up from this month. From today. I said from today. See, the prophecy you believe is a prophecy that happens in your life. I'm speaking as a prophet of God. That from today, God is bringing golden links into your life. From today, God is changing your story. From today, God is making a way where there seems to be no way. From today, God will let you eat on high tables.
He'll prepare a table. He said, it's not your business. It's not your family. He said, God, he will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Seen or unseen. Enemies. It means that anything that is an enemy to you, God will raise you above it. I said, God will raise you above it. Any storms that come against you, the storms, instead of drowning you, will rather raise you up. In the days of Noah, when they built the ark and they were in the ark, the more the floods came, the higher the ark rose. So whatever is coming, he said, whatever is set against me is raising me up. That's why he says that, you know, in Romans 8:28, all things will work together for your good. This month onwards, all things are working together for your good. And the ark rose, and the ark rested on Mount Ararat. God is bringing you into a place of rest, into a place of accomplishment, into a place of honor, into a place of joy, into a place of peace, into a place of promotion. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God is lifting you up. God is lifting you up. God is lifting you up. God, my God, your God, my God, your God, my God, your God is lifting you up. Hallelujah. Oh, put your hands together. Thou anointest my head with oil. See, when the head of the sheep is anointed with oil, the oil carries a scent. Eh? Two things it does. When ectoparasites try to come onto it, they can't attack it. So when the Holy Spirit oil is on you, flies are symbolic of evil spirits. Is that right? And even if anytime you see a fly, eh, and it settles on your food, don't eat it. It's carrying germs. They carry more than 39 types of diseases. Yes. So when you see house fly, you see those, kill them. Yes. So fly in scripture, flies are symbols of demons and diseases. Is that right? So when you put the oil on you, when you oil yourself, number one, the flies cannot come and attach themselves onto you. And the scent of the your oil drives them away. Just like mosquito repellent drives away the mosquitoes. So you are putting on a spiritual repellent, because you see that the shepherd is pouring the oil on the hair. It suits it and strengthens it. So you are being covered by the Holy Spirit. You didn't hear me say you are being covered by the Holy Spirit. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Your cup will run over. You will have surpluses. God will give you more than enough. You didn't hear me. God will give you more than enough. And I like the verse number 6. Surely. Someone say surely. Slap someone and say surely. Kick the person and say surely. Say certainly. What will happen? Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Do you know that God is good? God is good. You see, when you take one gene from goodness, you see, Jesus said, it's only God who is good. So anytime you see good, it means that God has come to you. When you take one gene out, is all out of the gene, it becomes God. And when you add one gene to God, it becomes good. So God, if you see God, and then you add another gene, two genes, it becomes good. God is good. So when it says surely goodness and mercy, goodness is the product of God. It means that God is on your side. And mercy means to be exempted from evil, that favor will become your portion. Not some of the day, but what? All the days, from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, goodness and mercy. September, goodness and mercy. October, goodness and mercy. November, goodness and mercy. And when we come to December, goodness and mercy. Everybody here, he had a prophetic word. By the grace of God, you are crossing over into 2024 unscathed under the blessing of God. More increase,
more promotion, whatever that must come to you is locating your address in the name of Jesus. It shall not be subverted in the name of Jesus. Help is coming to you. Help is coming to you. Help is coming to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the Lord fill your praise, somebody. Now let's see how the blessings come. What are the blessings? Deuteronomy chapter 28. He said, all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Eh? Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. You see, a blessed person, eh? Your children are blessed. May your children be blessed. Yeah. Bible says, the seed of the upright shall be what? Mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in the house. Psalm 112, verse 2 and 3. Your seed will be mighty. Tell yourself, my seed will be mighty. It means that you to have a seed, it means that legitimately you must be married. You will marry. If people in your family never marry to have children, you will marry. Say, me, I will marry. And I have children. Oh, you are not saying like you mean it though. Listen to me. You can have a lot of money, but you can't marry. You may just have girlfriends and beloveds. I remember when I was pretty young, I told myself, by God's grace, I'm going to marry a nice baby. Say, baby. Amen. And God's going to bless me with lovely children. And I'll have a nice car. And decorate the back of my car with my children. And my children will be calling me daddy. At that time, I didn't have a beloved. No, there was no baby. Maybe there's no baby now, but it will happen. I was walking, Johnny Walker, like a Benzie. I was walking around. No, Joker, no money. I didn't even have a room of my own. Nothing. But years later, just driving, I remember very well, vividly, on this Tamanway, going on the beach road. Then I was with mommy. And the girls were behind, they were talking, and they said, daddy, 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 daddy. Then I remember that thing you said has come to pass. You must say some things. I said, you must say some things. You may be young. You may not even be ready for marriage. Don't wait till you are getting married. Say, Lord, bless me with marriage. Start saying some things. And if you have not even seen the results, you see, some of you, after you pray, some of you, I can see that you are getting discouraged about some things you have prayed about. And you are, Lord, I haven't seen a thing happen. Listen to me. When it had not rained for 3.5 years, and Elijah sent a servant, he said, go out there and go and check the clouds. How many times? He sent him once, there was no cloud. He sent him 2, 3, 4. It was 7 times. It was the 7th time that he saw a cloud as little as a man's hand, which was the hand of God. So the hand of God sometimes doesn't come after your first prayer, after your second prayer. But you have to keep praying. And you see, when you keep praying, when you keep asking something from somebody, it means that you believe that the person can do it for you. And we as parents, sometimes your child may ask you for something the first time. You may not give the child. But as the child presses, you see that the child really wants it. And so that God wants to know whether you really want it. That's why I say you must be what? Desperate and determined. If you are desperate and determined, listen, within the next 6 months, your car will be parked out there. And you say, how am I going to get it? I remember many times I was praying for people, and the mommy said, but you are not releasing the blessing on me. You see, she was my wife. You can be so close to the anointing, but not be enjoying something until you really want it. Are you here with me? And when she said, I spoke, I said, look, the Lord released on you. I didn't buy her a car. She was there when she received a phone call. Somebody said, I've got this car over there in this garage. Go and pick it. She just put fuel in it. Her first car. That's how she got a car. It comes by words. I told you that blessings come by what? Words and actions. And curses come by words and actions. Yes. By words. She was close. She sleeps by me. She's my roommate and my bedmate. Amen. Cooking for me, looking to my face and everything. But others were around and were picking the blessings. Till she got to a point and said, how about me? How
about me. So you can be around so close and you see your prophet all the time, you see your man of God all the time, but you are not desirous. You are not trying to extract something from him. You've got to extract. Tell somebody, extract. Hallelujah. Make a demand on the anointing. There's something called making a demand. Say, make a demand. You must make a demand. That means that you must love the anointing, respect the anointing, and draw from the anointing. Bless, bless, not curse. Bless shall be the fruit of your body. It means that anything coming from your body shall be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Your sons shall be as plants grown up in their youth. Psalm 144 verse 12. And your daughters shall be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of palaces. Ha, put your hand there. Look at the Psalm 144, whether I'm just quoting anything. So that you declare this over your children. Psalm 144 verse 12. 144 verse 12. Our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, and our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Your daughters will be very nice, very beautiful, very intelligent, sweet-hearted. When men are coming to marry them, say, what lovely ladies are these? Beautiful inside out. Your sons will be so handsome. They've got muscles. They've got nice mustache. They'll get some beard. Some of the beard that I have. Amen. That's if they want beard. Hallelujah. Those of you who don't have the beard and want beard, may the Lord give you. Oh, no. You don't believe it. I know a Christian sister who didn't used to have a lot of hair. And she was so tiny. And she prayed and said, Lord, I want my hair to grow and I want to put on weight. And both of them happened. She started putting on weight. And then her hair grew. Whatever you ask from God. You say, what? Bible said, you see, you most of you don't believe the Bible. You don't believe. What things soever you desire. Mark 11:24. When you pray, at the time you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have them. When you pray, if I were you, after the service, I'll go to a car park and look at the cars and say, which of them do I like? And say, I lay my hands on this. I use as a point of contact. Many years ago, I went to Golden Tulip for a program. And I saw a nice car. I said, Lord, me too, I like this type of car. I went to lay hands on the car. And shortly after, God gave me a brand new car. According to your faith, what things soever you desire, not complaining, not discussing, when you pray, so it means that when you have a desire, you must pray about it. When you pray, and after you have prayed, do what? Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. It means that, you see, how do we have children? First, a man and a woman must come together. There must be intercourse. The moment there's intercourse, the woman be at during the right time where there's been ovulation, the woman believes that she's what? Pregnant. She becomes pregnant before she sees the baby. So you must become pregnant with your blessing before you see the miracle out. That's the reason why everything by prayer, says Philippians 4:6. Everything by prayer, nothing without prayer. Philippians 4:6. You guys, you're not getting me, letting me get into my message. You be careful. Do it in another version, NIV or NLT. Be anxious or be worried about nothing. Do not be anxious about anything. But in everything by prayer. Everything by prayer and petition with what? Thanksgiving. So prayer must always go with what? Thanksgiving. So prayer without thanksgiving is not effective. But everything by prayer and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Amen. And when you do that, the verse 7 says that word. And the shalom of God and the peace of God. The word peace there is what? Shalom. So it says shalom. Shalom is talking about the provision of God. Nothing broken. Shalom. Shalom. The completeness of God. So whatever will make you complete will come to you. May whatever will make you complete come to you. Can I have an amen? May the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your mind, your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's look at the blessing. I don't know, today I just want to look at the blessing. I just want to take my time. Amen. Verse 5. So, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. I see your children being blessed. Your ground be blessed. Your businesses will be blessed. Verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your storehouse. Your bank account shall be blessed. Your storehouse. Receive bank accounts in dollars. I'm coming here. Receive bank accounts in dollars. Receive in euros. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. You just have to believe it. Yes. When I travel somewhere in America, when I just gone there, somebody gave me a slip. No, a check. And I was going to take the check. Then the banker was now asking me, wouldn't you want to have an account? We want to open an account for you. What you have not asked for, people would rather give it to you because of a blessing. Because Bible said, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no. Verse 6. Verse 6. Jump to verses. Blessed shall you be when you come in and you go out. It means that blessings in wherever you are. Because you are blessed. Verse 8. Quickly. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand to do. So from today, everything you set your hand to do, you are receiving a command to be blessed. You are receiving green fingers. A command to be blessed. And that's why I pray over you and I say, when you touch sand, may it turn into gold dust. When you take hold of salt, may it become diamond crystals. The little you do, may it become much. When Jospon decided to collect rubbish, he has become a multi-millionaire. And may he bless you in the land which he gives you. In your kiosk, may he bless you. On the tabletop business, may he bless you. In your office, may he bless you. The little job you do there, may he bless you. May from today, anybody whose business is hidden, that it is not being seen, may the Lord advertise it. May the Lord amplify it. The lepers were behind the city and were just going. As they were going, their steps, God amplified it. May God amplify the little you are doing. In the name of Jesus. May you who are hiding somewhere, that man who has to marry you hasn't seen you, may the man now locate you. May the woman locate you. In the name of Jesus. Jump to verse 10 to 12. Quickly, let me finish. All people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord. Verse 11. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. Tell somebody, the Lord will make me plenteous in goods. After church, go to your wardrobe and speak and say, I pray the release of new clothing. No, ne kuntunkumaguno. The Ashantis understand that. Some of the things you wear, you know that it's not the same. Delete them and say, from today. You see, one day, I heard Dr. Mason Tabi preach a message many years ago. It's about 35, not about that 35 years. It was many, many years ago. I was pretty young. I heard a message and I said, from today, any dress, anything that doesn't give glory and all those things, I'm pushing it. I'm only going to wear the nice thing that befits a proper Christian. Some of the things, they look like some rags, me that. You know, I'm not insulting you. I'm only trying to just let you know that you have to be angry and say that this is not my portion. Something must change. Are you here with me? Something must what? Change. Enough is. New levels. Amen. Someone said new levels. So the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods, in the fruit of your body. You'll be called Ata Mami, Ata Papa. Amen. That will be your name. In Tansa. Eh? And the Lord will bless you in the fruit of your cattle, the business you do, and in the land which he has given to you. Verse 12. Everybody read it with me. Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. Say, I receive the good treasure of the Lord. You receive the treasure that is in Ghana. You know what I do? You can't get a treasure anywhere unless you sow into the land. Anytime I am flying over any country or I'm getting to any country, the moment I get into the airspace, I say, Lord, I receive the treasure from here. I receive the blessing. Let me be a blessing and let me receive a blessing from this place. And so the moment I get in there, I sow a seed. And the moment I sow a seed, some way, somehow, you see, Genesis 8:22 says that so long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest time never ceases. From nowhere, I can see a mighty harvest. If you sow a seed in this church, a mighty harvest is coming to you. You sow a seed, the kingdom of God, a mighty harvest is coming to you. A mighty blessing is coming your way. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's finish the Deuteronomy. The Lord shall open unto his good treasure, heaven to give rain upon your land in this season. That means your life will be like a watered garden. And to bless some, to bless what? All the work of your hands. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. From today, you are a lender. Say, I'm a lender. Then add your name. I'm Lender Jonathan. Amen. You'll be so surprised that people come to you and say, please, can you give me 5,000 cedis? Can you give me $10,000? And you give it away. You'll be surprised. You will give away $10,000. You can sign. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. $5,000. A time will come that when you will come every month, you have a special offering, a minimum of $1,000. $1,000. $5,000. Yes. Yes. When we come to the church, say, oh, anybody wants to sow a seed, just come. Then I was in a meeting and the minister called for $12,000. And people were just going, 10. When it came to 5, that one, it was Alufole. And people were coming. After 1,000, the people were just, grr. That shall be your portion. You didn't hear, I said, that shall be your portion. Listen to me. God will let you build houses by the anointing. Someone say, how do I know? Open your Bible to Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Hiya, Baba. He said, and the Lord shall make you plenteous in. Okay, we'll come to that one and then we'll finish. Hallelujah. I haven't entered my message at all. Though. I haven't entered my message. Eh? But look at that scripture. I gave you Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 8. Are you here with me? Oh, Jesus. Then he answered and spoke unto me. This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. So this is the word of the Lord unto Ajua. Say, this is the word of the Lord unto Ajua. Mention your name. Yeah. He says, not by might. Zerubbabel was a governor of the place. He said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit seeth the Lord of hosts. A lot of time when you hear this word, you think that it has to do just with only spiritual things, spiritual works. Is that right? Now jump to the verse 7. Verse 7. Who art thou, O great mountain? What's a mountain? It's a limitation. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. I don't know whatever is a mountain before, but he said you shall become a plain. Mention it. Say, you shall become a plain. Oh, you are not saying with lies. Say, you shall become a plain. Say, you shall become a plain. Say, you this condition. Say, you, eh? Say, you. Whatever fought my father and my mother, minus me, I am a new stock. I am different. You shall become a plain before me. I level you because of the anointing. Yeah. Because Isaiah 10:27 says that, for by the anointing the yoke shall be destroyed. So whatever is, so what you need is the anointing to destroy the yoke. So someone said the anointing. You see, sometimes you can have enemies that are fighting against you from all fronts. In the book of Revelation, the Bible talks about the beast having many eyes. So you can fight entities that have many eyes. How many eyes do you have? Only two eyes. So to be able to overcome somebody with many eyes means that you must be able to see all around. Amen. And it is the Holy Spirit who helps you to see all around. Amen. And when you read in Romans chapter 8 verse 26 to 28, he says that when you pray by the Spirit, he helps you to pray according to the will of God. So anytime he says that, likewise, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, helps our infirmities. The word infirmities means our limitations. Do you know that you've got limitations? You don't know what's going to happen the next moment. You don't know all those things. So there are limitations in your life. For we know not what we should pray for. Not that we don't know what to pray, but what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself, it shouldn't be himself, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be what? Uttered. So when you are praying, the Spirit himself, knowing your various needs and knowing your enemies and knowing what want to destroy you, the Spirit himself begins to fight. So when you start praying in tongues, and Bible says, he that prays in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men but unto God. How be it in the Spirit? He's speaking mysteries and intercept. So when you are praying in tongues, you are speaking mystery. It means that if there are some witches that are coming around, the witches will be sprayed. I can't see from behind me, but there's witches who have planned to hit me, they'll be sprayed with something. God by the Holy Spirit is giving me many eyes, more eyes than the beasts that will want to fight me. Can I have an amen? And your enemies are being scattered because the Holy Spirit is showing you where to throw a sword, where to throw a spear, where to throw an answer, where to use a catapult, where to spiritually. That's the essence of praying in the Spirit. So those of you who don't want to pray in the Spirit, it means that you have few eyes. I always understand that you have only few eyes. Can you see the person behind you? Do you know what they are doing? Do something. Do something. Do you know what she's doing? Yes, you see, she's there. Look at her. Now, do what you are doing. Do what you are doing. Have you seen it? So you realize that you don't have eyes behind you. But when you pray in the Spirit, now do it. Shabalabalaba, throw your hand like that. Shabalabalaba, aha! So the Holy Spirit throws a blow against the enemy. Yes! That is why a praying person is a very dangerous person. He can be walking around. No, you have to fear an anointed person. Because you don't know what he's saying. He don't know what artillery is releasing. Shema nama nama. He will act like he hasn't seen anything. He looks like a weak person. But in the realm of the Spirit, he's very strong. So when you begin to pray in the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, you become very strong. That's why the devil doesn't want you to speak in tongues. He wants you to feel very dignified. There are times that you'll be there and some thoughts will be coming. You're a failure. You're going to die. You not do well in life. Listen to me. You don't overcome thoughts with thoughts. You overcome thoughts with words. Those thoughts are actually seeds of the devil. It's an attack of the devil. And what you have to do, when the devil came to Jesus and said, if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Jesus could have said no. But Jesus said what? It is written. He spoke something in the word which became a witness. He said, bow to me. He said, no, 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 no. Jesus didn't say, I won't bow. What do you mean? I won't bow. I created you. He said, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him alone shall you worship. Are you getting me? So you don't go to the devil and say, that's why they say, Obansami bo to your pole. Oh, you people, get away, you foolish demon. You don't say foolish demon. You must quote the word of God. When you quote the word of God, you are released a sword against the enemy. And when you pray in the Spirit, when you pray in the Spirit, you are releasing spiritual accoutrement, spiritual weapons against the wicked one. New Living Translation, New Living Translation, the same scripture, 1 Corinthians 14:2. Are you being blessed? If you have the ability to speak in tongues, you'll be talking only to God. Have you seen it? So if anybody says that, the tongues we don't understand, say, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to somebody superior. who helped me. Since people won't be able to understand you, you'll be speaking by what? By the power of the Spirit. And it will all be mysterious. And a mystery is something that is hidden. Something that is hidden. So all the witches, all the demons, whatever wants to fight you and all those things, when you wake up, don't be worried. Kilebaha. Sembre kata riba hataya shabando hofahata idibahata hayanda kebahano dahaya idana mahoya adanda badaya asanda badaya adamba dayanda bamba labanda. As you are praying, God will give you, is giving you many spiritual eyes, so that that which you cannot see with your natural eyes. That's why a man of God can be there and say, I sense this. The Spirit of God is saying this. I can see this about you. He said, with what eyes? With the eye of the Spirit. Are you getting me? So, Madam Nurse, you can go to the hospital and say something is happening and you don't know what to do. But by the eye of the Spirit, you say, I need to pray this kind of prayer. Or let me turn the patient this way. Are you getting me? Let me turn the patient this way. Let me do this. And as you do it by the eye of the Spirit, the Lord will show you the eyes of the beast, which are many that wants to kill your patient and give you a bad name. And then you begin to pray in the Spirit. The Shobat Dorosendi Riadaka Ivrasondo Okrobateya De Didi Adoya Baya. As you are praying, the Holy Spirit now gives you an idea. Turn it this way. Turn it that way. You know what? One couple, they got married. And they got some wedding gifts. See, many of you, when you get things, you don't pray over it. You must pray over it. You must sanctify them with prayer. Amen. Yeah. Don't get up and just be using things. Because some things can be point of contact. Wedding, and you would have expected that the people brought the things were wishing them well. But something was a point of contact that you, Wawari Jaye, or you, we didn't want you to marry, now you are married. You see how you are going to stay in the marriage. And so they brought her a nice nightgown. Eh? Nice lingerie. So I say lingerie. Do you know what a lingerie is? You don't know. Are you married? You are not married. Father, I pray that you open his eyes to the right woman from today and give him all the resources to be able to marry. And let the wife wear a nice lingerie. Let her be a beautiful woman. Let your grace abound upon her. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I'm ministering the Spirit. Yes. You'll be wearing, your wife will wear something nice in the night. It's a nice night wear. She wears this. Very nice. And she was happy. So she wore it. The moment she wore it, then she started talking. Spirit of madness came on her. Yes. Can you imagine you have married a woman? How are you going to tell her parents that the woman you gave to me is mad? Talking. But thank God, he, as a Christian, you see, that's why you must marry a serious Christian. He started praying. After praying, and then the Holy Ghost indicated something. Remove the lingerie. The moment he removed the lingerie from the wife, she became correct. So there is something that it will take the voice and the eye of the Holy Spirit to show you. And when he shows you, that's the answer. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Are you following what I'm teaching you? Hallelujah. The scripture before this, and then I'll finish. Amen. I didn't get it. Oh. No, we are not there yet. We are in 12. Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto you his good treasure. Receive the good treasure. The heaven to give rain unto your land in this season. It means that your land is going to be flourishing in a certain season. Today may be somebody's season, but your season is coming. Tell somebody, my season is coming. Do you believe that? I said, your season is coming. Amen. And he will bless all the work of your hands. Lift your hand and say, from today, all the work of my hands are blessed. So long as what you are doing is a good work, so long as it's not stealing, it's not doing something bad,
the God will bless the work of your hands. I said, God will bless the work of your hands. He will empower the work of your hands to prosper. And you shall lend unto many nations. Amen. You see, this blessing is working in my life. I'm lending to nations. Yeah. The pastor is, I was in France preaching, lending to nations. When I was leaving, the people I don't, also, a family, they were crying. So, oh, so you are leaving us. They call me the phone and say, the place is not the same. We have missed you. Lending unto nations. Release the word of God. Last week I was in Germany, Dortmund. Same time, around this time, I was preaching. We feel preaching. The people didn't even want to stop there. They were singing, the apostle himself, you see, on the floor dancing and jumping. Oh, the fam, it was just too nice. Lending. People coming in to be prayed for. Healings, deliverances. Lending unto nations. That shall be your portion. Amen. You didn't hear me. I said, that shall be your portion. Amen. Yeah. You'll be going to nations and be blessing them. Amen. I said, you'll be going to nations and be blessing them. Amen. Can I have an amen? You'll be going. You go to Belgium. Go to South Africa. Go to Argentina. Amen. Go to Togo. Amen. Go to Nigeria. Amen. Go to Kenya. Amen. Go to Uganda. Amen. Go to Los Angeles. Amen. Hey, that way, amen is higher. Hallelujah. International. Say international. From today you are international. Do you know that as you are ministering, we are lending to nations? I've got many people outside the country. One pastor in London, he said, I've been watching you all the time. He watches our supernatural touch. He watches all our services. Another lady, a professor in England, who knows me. That's why when we are here, don't think that we are just here. Our ministry is going beyond. So all the choir says, when you stand here, your ministry is going beyond. International. Offering receivers, your ministry is going beyond. Ashes, your ministry is going beyond. Prayer warriors, your ministry is going beyond. Your offering and tithes is causing your ministry to go beyond. And because it's going beyond, going far, good news from far is coming to you. Proverbs 25:25. Good news from afar. I said, good news from what? Afar. Look at it. We are finishing. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. NIV and NLT. You see, when your soul is thirsty and you give you cold water, it cools you. Like cold water to a weary soul is good news from a distant land. Good news is coming to you. I said, good news is coming to you. Somebody will buy you a new car. I said, somebody will buy a new car. Somebody will give you land. And you'll get the money to build. In the name of Jesus. Somebody will come and propose to you. When you propose, it shall be accepted. Somebody is going to give you a brand new house. The accommodation shall be done. New strength is coming to you. This time when you go to the doctor, they said, we can't find the sickness again. It's gone in the name of Jesus. Your children shall do well in life. They shall be among the first three in school. They shall receive scholarships. International doors are opening unto you. Good news from afar. Good news from afar. Good news from afar. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand and say, I receive good news. Good news from afar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and talk to God. You say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now watch it. The Holy Spirit had just reminded me of something. What I was talking about. Zechariah 4:6. He said, not by might, nor by power. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. Eh? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7. We are in the verse 7. Who are thou, O great mountain? Somebody say, who are thou, O great mountain? Before me. Say, mention your name. Before Jonathan, you shall be a plain. Amen. Now verse 8. Everyone read verse 8. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, what does he say in verse 9? The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hand shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
Their hands, say, my hands, whatever they have begun, any foundation they have laid, my own hands will finish it. It means that when he said, not by might nor by power, it means that not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit. By the Spirit, you will build, you will start to build and you will finish. By the Spirit, whatever you want to build, you will start the relationship and build a nice marriage and grow lovely children, and your finances will do well. Whatever needs to be built, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The hands of Jonathan has laid the foundation of this house, of this business, of this church, of these finances, of my marriage, and my own hands, your own hand, will finish it in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout a big amen.
Amen.
Oh, put your hands together for the Lord. You believe it?
I believe.
Is there anything you have begun to do? You began the education, you will finish it. You propose to a girl, the answer has not come, the answer is coming.
Amen.
You started a relationship, you don't know where the money is coming from to marry. You have it and you marry.
Amen.
You started a marriage, you've laid a foundation. Whatever you want to build, you are going to see the building.
Amen.
Some of you have put deposits for some land, but you have not finished paying. You finish paying.
Amen.
And you will raise a building.
Amen.
Anybody in a building project, today you are finishing the building project in the you are going to have shops. You will build the shops. You will build the complexes. Amen. In the name of Jesus. What you are going to buy the cars. Whatever project you have begun, you are going to finish it in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and begin to talk to God and say, Lord, my hands that have begun a good work, let my own hands finish it in the name of Jesus. Keep the labor shunting. Talk to the Lord, somebody. Talk to him right now. In the name of Jesus. Say, my hands that have begun every good work, let my hands finish it. Let there be no abortion, no miscarriage. Someone said, no miscarriage. I possess my possession. I'm in Zion. Obadiah 1:17. Upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. I'm in Zion, and I possess my possession. I possess my possession. Obadiah 1:17. I possess my possession. Yes, sir. Obadiah 1:19. And the Lord has made me a savior. Hey, Baru, Zada, Rebado. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Talk to him. Call for this. Say, who are thou? Somebody say, who are thou? Say, who are thou?
Great mountain.
Before me, you shall become a plain. Lift your right hand and say, who are thou?
Say,
who are thou? I can't hear. Say, who are thou? Who are thou? Oh, great mountain. Before me. From today, you shall be made a plain. I speak to you.
Every mountain.
Every opposition. Be leveled.
The destroyer
of my joy, of my harvest. Today,
hey,
I locate you. I release the fire of God,
the arrows of God, the lightnings of God,
and the thunderings of God,
and
I scatter
your activity.
Scatter now.
Scatter now
in the name of Jesus. Whoever Say whoever,
whoever,
and whatever
has been destroying,
and eating up,
my resources.
Say today,
in Jesus' name,
I come against,
every dragon,
that has been coming,
to swallow,
my inheritance,
my legacy,
my progress,
my promotion.
I cut off your head,
in the name of Jesus,
and I release
the fire.
Of the Holy Ghost,
against you.
As I clap my hands,
I possess
my possession.
Any words
spoken against me,
I overturn.
Any spell,
any Jezebel spirit,
any witchcraft power
assigned against me,
I destroy
your activity.
Lose your hold
and get out
from my family,
from my
business,
from education.
Now,
in the name of Jesus,
say
now,
any good thing
that belongs to me,
I call you forth.
Come.
My new house.
My new car.
My joy.
My good health. My peace.
My promotion.
My provision.
Open your mouth.
And talk to God.
Two minutes.
Kadaha.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Open your mouth.
If you can pray in tongues.
Lift your hand and begin to thank the Lord. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control. For every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens unto you.
Let your living water flow over my soul.
your name.
I bless your name.
Holy One.
Holy One.
I worship you.
I worship you. You are God of my
power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it.